Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today, it is me, your host, Aaron Adams, along with Jake Tubbs. Jake, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Aaron. How are you?
I am just fantastic. And today, we're talking about, how do we describe this? So staff got an email from the president of DMAC that was kind of talking about what the fall semester might look like in regards to COVID. And it was kind of saying how they think that we'll be pretty much all the way back. They keep talking about the new normal kind of thing. There's a lot of detail about how they might do classes and what might be face-to-face and everything like that. So today we're just going to kind of talk about that. Right off the bat, how are you kind of feeling about all of this, the whole new normal going back to school type thing?
First, I want to talk about like the phrase new normal.
Hoping you would.
it really like bothers me that like we can now just throw new normal into, like, people use the phrase new normal like, I don't know, like sugar or salt. Like if you put salt in anything or sugar in anything, it makes it better. Like that's how people are using the new normal. Like, it's like, oh, we're just going to go back to the new normal. Like, I don't know what the new normal is. I don't like when we just say, like, oh, we're going back to the new normal. Like, I don't know what that means.
Like, it's something about the phrase itself. It's like, I don't know. It just feels weird to hear it or say.
I see through the phrase. Like they're like saying, oh, we're going back, new normal, everything's going to be just like it was in 2019. But like, I feel like we've been in this pandemic long enough where I can see through it now. Like, just say, like, I don't know, not new normal. There has to be a better term. But by saying,
right,
new normal, it's like one of those so-called like healthy foods. But then when you look at the back of the package, you realize it's like a pack of Oreos. It's like,
yeah, right.
Straight up with me. Don't try to trick me into thinking that this is going to be healthy. This is going to be just like it was in 2019. Tell me the way it is. Don't try to get my hopes up.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like Coke Zero Sugar, where it's like, they make it seem like, yeah, it's so healthy, it has zero sugar, but it's like, what do you think they're putting in there to make it like taste good still? It's kind of the same thing with the new normal. It's like, you're acting like it's normal Coke, but really it's not.
Yeah, or it's like, you know, like organic fruit, whatever. And then you realize, and it's like, holy crap, like this has 2,500 calories in two bars.
You know? Right.
So I guess I got that off my chest. Like, we got to stop using new normal. I think instead of like new normal, I want to say,
I feel, you know, like, say back to normal, like the regular
post-pandemic life. Like, that's something I can understand. As we adjust to post-pandemic life, that's straightforward, not making any promises. New normal, you're making a promise. You're getting my hopes up. And as a Knicks fan, a New York Knicks fan, I've gotten my hopes up so many times. So I'm sick and tired of it.
Right.
As for like the substance of the email, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know, I don't know. We should probably go over what's in it before we start analyzing it. I can start going through it. So basically what's going to happen is, you know, as we go into this post-pandemic school year, you know, we are gonna start seeing more in-person classes. Having that that being said, there will be, you know, still some COVID physical precautionary things, you know, so that will probably include masks, maybe plexiglass, so on and so forth, you know, social distancing. They were talking about how teachers need to prepare. What else does it say?
Yeah. Like you mentioned, there's probably going to be like COVID precautions like we've been seeing, but I'm almost wondering if those kind of precautions will be like minimal or even not even there. Because I mean, the fall is what, like 4 or 5 months away, like at least. I mean, that 4 or 5 months is a lot of time. I mean, considering we have like the vaccine rolling out and everything too, I almost wonder if we'll just have masks and like not really anything more, you know? What do you think on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the pattern I've noticed is we're either all in or all out, you know? I think because like, you know, I think even like you observe people with masks, either people wear their masks and do it all the time and follow the rules, or, you know, people are wearing their masks like so incorrectly it's like amusing, or they just don't wear a mask at all, you know. Right. I think there's this like, you know, I just don't think there's too much of a middle. So when you're it's really hard, I think, for a lot of businesses. You look at, you know, sports organizations right now where they're allowing fans back into arenas, and mm-hmm. they're, you know, it's so hard because you're allowing fans to scream and be fans, which is, you know, being a fan many times is you're getting up, you're high-fiving people, you're yelling in people's face,
right,
doing all this stuff, and but you still like you still want people to be COVID cautious, which is wearing a mask and socially distance. And I think people, I don't want to say are unable to wrap their head around that. I just think they don't want to go take that into consideration. They either want it all or not want it at all. So, you know, getting back to the point, I think, you know, there's going to be precautions taking place, but do I think they're going to work? I'm maybe a little more skeptical. I think they can work in a school setting, but
right.
You know, I don't think they're going to work at like an Iowa State football game.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
what about you? Like,
I think it's kind of weird too, because this entire pandemic, we've pretty much just been figuring it out as we go, just because obviously we haven't really had to deal with anything like this before, or if we have, it was, you know, 100 years ago with the Spanish flu or whatever it might have been, and no one's really alive to experience the same thing. But yeah, I mean, we've always just kind of been playing catch up and trying to figure this out and just taking it one step at a time. So I mean, to try and predict what we might be doing in 4 months or 5 months or even a year from now, I mean, it's so hard to say, just because, like I said, we've just been figuring it out as we go along, so we don't really know what the future might look like. So I think it's, you know, we can guess, I feel like, but it's kind of hard to say for sure what everything's going to look like.
Yeah, and I think another thing too is, you know, we've seen such a political divide, especially when President Trump was in office, and you know, between the states, you know, you look at a state like Texas, Iowa, and New York, you know, those Texas and Iowa are moving in a much different direction than New York is right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we talked about this earlier, how, you know, I think states are really going at their own pace at this point. I think, you know, we can definitely see a lot of, you know, more Republican states probably they're going to be in a much more normal situation, you know, at least on the outside, you know, with sports, a lot of big gatherings. And then a place like New York, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, it was 2022 until you see a semblance of normalcy. So,
right.
It's going to be really interesting to see how, you know, because everybody's going to be kind of looking like everybody's going to be like a student, like that cheats on a test. Like everybody's going to be looking at each other's papers, seeing how it's going on. You know, right. Like people and I were going to be like, how's it going in New York? Like, you think they're doing okay? Like, are they doing good? And people in New York would be like, man, those people in Iowa, they're kind of they have to go to football games. That's kind of fun.
Man, lucky so, them, right?
It's going to be, again, a lot more disagreeing, yelling, and
We almost need to take it state by state, just because I feel like if we, you know, California, for example, if the entire country acted the same way that they are, it wouldn't work too well, just because obviously the amount of people in California is drastically different from the people in Iowa or like Wyoming, for example. Or even if we did the opposite and like, you know, everyone around the country acted like Iowa is, that would wind up with people getting hurt because obviously people are different, like state by state. So I wonder if it would almost be better just to kind of let the states figure it out on their own, but maybe have some overarching like ground rules, if that makes any sense. Like maybe have some certain things that states have to abide by, but then from there kind of just be like, well, you know what's best for your state, so figure it out type thing. I mean, I guess that's what we've been doing too. But.
Yeah, I also think though, I don't know. I feel like there's consequences to each decision. You know, the more you aggressively open your state back up, you know, there is the potential that more people are going to get sick. And potentially that means more people are going to, you know, unfortunately die. But, you know, I totally understand the other side of the argument where it's like, look, if, you know, we have to keep, you know, our state closed, but if you keep your state closed, you know, your economy is going to suffer. People are losing, you know, jobs and their businesses. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, crime is up in New York City right now because of all the businesses that have closed and the jobs lost. So there's, you know, bad things to each argument.
There's always pros and cons.
Yeah, I think the thing that has always been frustrating has always been when those consequences, you know, peer their head, there hasn't been a lot of accountability for it, you know, on both sides.
Right. Yeah, I think like if you told me pre-pandemic, back in the olden times, like if you told me that this would become like a political issue, I mean, I guess I would believe it, but like I would definitely be surprised. Like I never would have thought that a pandemic would, you know, at least in America, be turned into taking a political stance. Like that's something I never could have imagined. I guess that's unfair. I could have imagined it pretty easily, but it's like you'd think when we all face the same adversity we'd kind of come together, but instead we almost became like more divided. I don't know what that says about our country, but
well, it's actually really interesting you bring that up. I was listening to a podcast, the Dave Chang Show. It's on the Ringer Podcast Network. And Dave Chang, for context, he's the host. He's a really famous chef, owns a lot of restaurants. Momofuku has a book. And again, to the point, he interviewed one of his good friends, Eddie Huang, who recently directed the new movie Boogie. I don't know if you've seen it, Aaron.
No, I haven't.
it's probably on Netflix or something. Again, so that's some context. But what Eddie Huang was saying was he lived in Thailand for a while. Or was it Thailand or Taiwan? Sorry. One of those places. And he was just saying how different the culture is there because, you know, with all the diverse, you know, backgrounds in America, you know, we have a very like individual, he noticed, like he observed that we have a very, you know, we think of ourselves so much more than people in other countries do. You know, we're always on different pages here in America. We're never on the same playing field. You know, we're in that, so we're arguing, and you know, that's sometimes like really good because it makes a lot of good like art. Like you think of like movies, like we make really good movies here in America. We have, you know, good sports, you know, good content, a lot of really good entrepreneurs, I think, here in America. But he also was just like, you know, when it comes to like a health crisis, like wearing a mask, again, we're all thinking of ourselves and nobody's right. on the same page. So that's where that kind of that goes against us. So I feel like that's really what like America is we're kind of just thinking of ourselves and
right.
sounds terrible. Like we're a bunch of selfish, you know, pieces of, you know, selfish jerks, but you know, there, he also pointed out like there are good things about it, you know?
Right.
He said, and like, he really missed America after being in overseas for so long.
Right. Yeah. And I've been kind of learning in one of my classes about communication that like in a lot of societies, you know, that determines like cultural differences, there is individualistic and collectivism. So like a lot of countries like in like Europe and Asia, kind of, they're more collectivist. So they think about the country as a whole, or like more, you know, specifically like their family, for example, they're more of like thinking about the group as opposed to themselves. But then places like America, we're more individualistic. So like you said, we think about ourselves and we're more like selfish kind of. But really, I mean, it just kind of makes our culture here. So like, well, it can be a bad thing. Like you said, I mean, it's also kind of a good thing because it's forming our identity as a country kind of, you know. But also, I mean, when it comes to collectivism too, there's definitely pros and cons, just like individualistic.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever been overseas?
I have not, no.
Me neither. I've always, you know, I've always wanted to know what it's like, because like we've been saying, like America, it's just so different. Like even when you look within America, people in, you know, New York are so much different than people in California, which are so right. much different than people in Iowa. You know, I mean, you know, like as someone who's, you know, come to Iowa just in the past 2 years and being in New York, like New York, I've like realized, like, you know, in general, and of course this is stereotyping and not everybody like this, but you know, whenever you kind of have something on your mind, New York people from New York more likely just say it. You're just like, you're ugly, but like, it's all good. It's like, we're still bros, and
yeah. like they don't hold like, anything back. They're more blunt.
Yeah, like if you stink, someone will be like, "Bro, put on a bar of soap." Like, you smell terrible. But like, guess what? Like, we're still gonna be good friends, and it's all love.
It's out of love. Like, yeah.
yeah. People in Iowa, like, I just feel like they're much more like, you know, there's the thing called like Iowa friendly, you know, Midwest hospitality, those types of things, and it's a much more reserved type place, which I think is awesome, you know, because, you know, I've never been around, you know, those kind of people before. And so it's really been cool to learn and, you know, be a part of that kind of culture.
But that's interesting though, because like if we were sitting here together right now and you like stunk really bad, I would definitely not say anything, because I would feel like really bad and rude, even if it was out of like caring or love, like you said. I still would not say anything. That's definitely a I don't know if you'd call it a cultural difference or not, but yeah
I think, well, it, you know, it might not be cultural, it's just,
like,
you know,
regional maybe,
the way you've been like raised and the people you've been around, you know, right. like the people I grew up with in New York, like if you, I going back to our example, like if you smelled like a sack of garbage, like people will tell you like, you smell awful, but like, right. they'll give you a bad time, but it's not like anything malicious and like bullying, but you know, it's just, and of course people, you know, there's people from New York that are in Iowa. Like, I'm sure people in Iowa will tell someone if they stink.
Right. Yeah.
I see that more of as a trend, and so on and so forth.
Right.
Like, which is, yeah, getting back to the masks, it's why there's such a big divide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we kind of went on a tangent there, but
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit, you want to talk about what we might be like in the distant future, like maybe 5 years from now, let's say, for example? Because we're talking about before the podcast a little bit, we think people might still wear masks just out of like paranoia. Like, I think we said, what, like 2 or 3 years from now when everything's most likely going to be back to normal, right? I think that's what we talked about. But
yeah, like what things are here to stay with the pandemic?
Right.
And what things are, you know, once things get back to normal, which things are probably gone with the after the pandemic. So like masks, I think, is a huge part. Like, I could definitely see, you know, when I don't even want to like say when we're adults, because that makes me sound like a child, but
right. When we're like, in our mid-20s, like, let's say. 40,
and, you know, 30s and 40s, when, you know, there's potential where we could have, you know, a spouse and kids and stuff like mm-hmm. that, family. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's still like people our age, like wearing a mask, you know? And
yeah.
I think there's, that's totally cool, you know, mm-hmm. If they want to be safe.
Yeah. Even if it's not like COVID specific, I can see during flu season, for example, someone might wear a mask just to prevent themselves from getting the flu, you know?
Yeah,
people will be looked at for that, though.
Yeah, I definitely think, like, you know, it's the, you know, discussion around being sick, because pre-pandemic, like, if you, like, for me at least, like, I could never get out of, like, not going to school, because unless I was, like, throwing my guts up, like, yeah. I wouldn't go to school. Like, it didn't matter if I had a fever, a cough, or whatever. Like, I was going to school, and I think that could change. I think if, like, you have a cold, like, I think it'll be more appropriate in certain industries to stay home.
I think that's a really good point. Like you said, I was kind of the same way, where it's like, unless you're throwing up, keeling over on the floor, you're going to school type thing. But yeah, now that we're more of aware, like, of how sickness spreads, I wonder if people will be a lot more relaxed about that as time goes on.
Yeah. And, you know, there could be one year, there could be like a bad strain of the flu. And, you know, I think there might be a time where it's like, hey, for 2 months, let's put on our masks. Let's do this again. We've done it before. And, you know, again, it's not going to be ideal, of course, but I could see a lot of us being like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I think at the beginning of the pandemic, we were all like, even for me, like, it took me a while to adjust to the facts, like, oh, I actually do have to wear a mask when I'm outside.
Right.
Like, a couple weeks to, like, because, like, even when I saw, because there was a time in New York where people were wearing masks, but masks weren't mandated yet. So, like, it was 50-50. Mm-hmm. Some people wearing masks and some people weren't, and like I was one of the people that wasn't wearing a mask yet, and so it that's just an example of like how it took me some time to like adjust. But you know, I think in the future it won't be that long of adjustment anymore.
Right. Yeah, like I remember a time when I would be like, are people gonna look at me weird because I'm wearing a mask in here? Are they gonna think I'm like paranoid? But now it's like the opposite, where it's like, if you're not wearing a mask, you get looked at weird. But I think too, like you're kind of saying with the whole, like, well, I guess we're going to put on our masks for 2 months or whatever. I think that if, God forbid, we end up having another pandemic of some kind, luckily we'll be way more prepared. Like, it's like, oh, we've already done this. This is just round two. We know what's going to happen type thing. Like, we don't have the unexpected nature of it as much anymore, which I think is going to be very helpful if something like this ever happens again.
For sure. And you know, you brought up the word prepared. I think not only are we mentally going to be prepared as citizens, but I think you look at the health industry with vaccines and even like PPE, you know, again, you know, I don't want to get too political, but President Trump made the claim that how like the cupboard was bare There were no mass federal stockpile. And I don't know if that was true or not, but regardless, I just think that claim won't be the case anymore because going through this, like PPE we will have more than enough masks to supply, you know, Americans now.
And right.
You know, it really is amazing to see how we created a vaccine, you know, in less than a year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at the beginning, we were like, oh, I was freaking out at least because it was like, yeah, 5 years, like it's kind of like the quickest we can go. And I'm like, 5 years. Like,
yeah, it's like, I don't know if I could do 5 years of this.
At that point, like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
That's my golden years there, bud. You know, so I think that's definitely here to stay. The emphasis on the importance of, you know, health and, you know, viruses health, you know.
Yeah. Like, I know personally, I'm definitely way more conscious about, like, what I touch and then, like, how much I touch my face. So if I'm, you know, out in public, I might be like, oh, I should probably find some hand sanitizer because I touched, you know, this shelf and I touched this carton. It's like my hands are pretty gross right now. But like before, I don't really consider that as much as I do now, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Are there any things that you like hope go back to normal, but you're not sure if they will?
Ooh. I mean, nothing off the top of my head. I really hope that movie theaters are completely back to normal, but I think that's definitely going to be fine in like however many years. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I can't really think of anything that would be so affected by it that it wouldn't really ever go back to normal. Maybe like anything in the medical field, but yeah, I'm not sure. What about you?
Yeah, well, just another thing, I think like scanning your forehead to see what your temperature is, I think that'll be something that's normal when like coming into a hospital. That'll definitely
could be.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the question, like, I don't know, I've been thinking about like, even with like school, like, do you think online school will just become like a normal thing because I think when you think of online school, you're like, oh, online school is kind of like night classes almost, right?
Right. Yeah.
Or it's like one of those throw-in classes where it's like, oh, if you just show up and do your homework, you get
it. Right. Like, oh, it's just an online course. Like,
yeah, it, you know, but now, I mean, we've had online classes for a year now and, and it's, you know, could you like conceivably graduate, get a bachelor's degree or associate's degree with never entering a physical classroom ever, never meeting your teacher in a.
Yeah. I mean, I think for sure. Yeah. Like, I think online school is going to become a lot more like legitimate as time goes on, just because almost every college right now has experience with it and knows how to make it effective. So I think, yeah, as time goes on, it's probably just going to get better. And I mean, like you said, you could get a bachelor's degree from the comfort of your own home. Like, but
yeah. And that, you know, I guess getting back to that point where it's like, you know, to the question where it's like, do you hope some things change, but you may not be sure if they will. Like, I kind of hope that like we get back into a groove where like you should go to class, you know. I'm one of those people where like, I like, you know, I kind of like mechanical things. Like, I love like a mechanical car and, you know, feeling the gears shift under you. You know, even the things we dread, like driving to class, going up the stairs to get into class, you know, stuff like that. Like, those are things like I've kind of enjoyed now looking back, where it's like,
right. Yeah. You miss it now that it's gone.
Yeah. Cause it's like, it's, even though it's harder than just logging onto your computer, like, you know, there is something about human interaction, you know,
right.
In person. But again, I think that could be something where, you know, maybe not for a four-year school, but a, you know, a community college takes on that format, you know, they could be strapped for money and they're like, look, we're going to go be an online community college now.
Right. Yeah. Like I agree with you with the whole, like, it's way better to be in person. Like, I just feel more like motivated, and there's something about, like you said, just the person to person interaction. That's just like different that you can't really get through an online format. But also to like play devil's advocate, I feel like really having gone through this for, you know, a year and a half, like what's stopping us from just staying home and getting your degree that way? I mean, like besides convenience, I mean, there's really nothing stopping us. Like a lot of people have graduated this year or like the past year simply from doing it like online at home. So clearly it's possible to finish your degree or get your degree online. So, I mean, really, it's like in the future, what's going to stop us from just completely doing everything online for certain schools? Like you were saying, like community colleges might adopt that and become only an online community college. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. There's part of me that's like, that's maybe a good thing because, you know, maybe an online community college is even cheaper than a actual community college, but
right.
Think you have to look at, there's consequences to everything, you know. There is, again, something about raising your hand in class, or, you know, a teacher is able to recognize when you have a, like, I don't get what you just said face. Like,
yeah, exactly.
A teacher's known that face so many times on me, because I'll just look around being like, what just happened? What did you just say?
Yeah, but when you're online, that's just not.
Yeah, that's not possible. So I don't know. It's one of those things where I think we're going to go back in person mostly, but I could also definitely see a big segment of the population being like, I'm going to do this online thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's just going to be really interesting to see 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, just how, you know, this past year and a half affects everything going forward. Like you were saying earlier, when, you know, we eventually have our own, you know, families type things, looking at how our kids have been affected by what we had to go through in 2020, it'll be really interesting to see how everything pans out.
Yeah. I mean, because if you think about it too, we've already been making a slow transition to like a full technology society, you know, like,
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, think about like when I was a kid, like 5-6 years old to now, like Snapchat, Instagram, like you can have like good friends through, whether you're playing video games or on Reddit or on whatever platform, like you can find a friend group that way. Like you don't have to find your friend group on the basketball court or playground anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So it's
never meet anyone. See
how that looks while we're all wearing masks in 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope, you know, 5 years from now, we're like, man, I sure do miss, you know, not wearing masks, you know, but we're still wearing them. And I don't even want to imagine that future, but let's just pretend like that doesn't exist.
Yeah. We'll be like, no, dude. Joe Biden will be like 130 years old. Coming, man. It's coming. The new normal. Yeah. Trust me.
Like telling your grandkids, like, I remember when we used to not wear masks at all. And they're like, grandpa, sit down. Like,
yeah. Calm it down, old man. I'll be like, trust me, the new normal's coming.
Eventually.
Yelling at the wall that the new normal's coming.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a pretty good spot to wrap it up today. We had a pretty good discussion about pandemic and what we might be seeing in the future. But we'll catch you guys next week. Every Friday we record and upload. But yeah, thanks for listening, and hope to see you guys next week.
Yeah.